Ah, I knew you'd be back. Well, come on in then. And mind the bottles. I'm not going to tell you every time. You know the way. Straight down the hall. That's it. You settle in. Oh, no, I wouldn't sit there. That's where Catrick likes to sleep, and she is not one for sharing her bed. Oh, no, not one bit. Lovely cat, but very much of the this is my sleeping space and this is your sleeping space mindset. We're a bit like Dot and Jim and EastEnders, really. There's a lot of love there, but no need to cross a line. I have to say, I'm really happy that you're here. Not that I doubted that you'd come back, mind. You seem the curious type. I liked that about you as soon as I met you. I promised to give you a little tour of the olfactory, didn't I? Well, where to start? As I said last time, people used to come far and wide to share their favourite stories and smells with me. Looking for a way to bottle that magic elixir of scent and memory to store away for a dark day. Treasured memories. Things we never want to forget. Or fear we might. They're all here. Lining the walls. Up the stairs. Behind the doors. Big moments. Little moments. And all that lies in between. And actually, I think I've got the perfect place for us to start. If I can just... Yes. This is the one I was after. This one. I've got to start cleaning this place. Yes, this one is very special. It belongs to an old friend of mine, Dan. Daniel Williams. He's a teacher doing great work with children with social, emotional and mental health issues. He lives in Newcastle now, but you might pick up a bit of a Hereford twang in his accent. Just a smidge. And this scent that he chose to bottle, that's right in here, is his granddad's cup of sugary tea. Here, have a whiff of this.
It's hot and it's sweet, almost saccharine. Some people might even describe it as sickly, but to me, it is comfort, safety. It's my past, my present, and hopefully my future. No one makes it quite like my granddad. For years, I thought it must have been his teapot. And about 7-8 years ago, his teapot that he'd had for years, which was like a metal teapot with a wooden handle and a battered lid, the spout started to leak. So it was just spilling hot tea everywhere every time he made a cup of tea. So I thought for his birthday, rather than get him the usual of jelly babies or socks or nougat, I thought, right, I'm going to buy him a teapot. So I brought him a new teapot. Straight away, he made a cup of tea and it smelled exactly the same. So it must be the way he's making out. I genuinely believe he might be lying about how many sugars he puts in his tea and sneakily adds more because it is that sweet. Maybe he's using dessert spoons. I remember being really young and watching him make a cup of tea. It was in a quick brew mug. It was one of those ones that you... As soon as you put the hot water in, the picture changed. So it would start off as a nighttime scene. He'd put the hot water in it, it turned into a daytime scene. But then he had the one he really liked. It looks a bit of smut, my granddad. And I think his mate from the pub got it for him. It said Daytona Beach on it. And it had three bikini-clad women. But it doesn't matter what cup it was, doesn't matter what teapot he used, it always smelt the same. It's a scent that has always been there, and it's a scent that reminds me of, you know, being young, watching the boxing with my granddad on his sofa with a cup of tea at 9 o'clock, watching. And I can remember the fight. It was Mike Tyson versus Butterbean. I think it was over in about 2.5 minutes, something like that. It was really, really quick. And then we spent the rest of the night watching Cops, flicking between that, the Jerry Springer show, which he loved. He absolutely loved that as a guilty pleasure. Wasn't even a guilty pleasure, just loved it. It was just sitting there with my granddad, having a cup of tea, just feeling like a grown-up because he let me stay up past 11. And he'd always say, "Don't tell your mum." We'll take a break, we'll be right back. In those moments, I felt happy, I felt safe, calm. You felt you in the company of a friend almost, you know, because you talk rubbish, and he'd probably humour me and that sort of thing. But happiness, it's his happiness, because you're sat there and it's family, it's that being together. It was nice because my nan on a Saturday as well would have, she'd have a couple of friends over in the top room and they'd be playing cards and stuff. And they'd be drinking, like, I don't know, gin and wine and stuff like that. Not together, but they'd be having, you know, a bit of a party. And Granddad always liked the simpler life. He'd be happy with cigarettes, TV and football, really. And if he had never had anything else, that would suit him. I don't think I've ever seen a raised voice from my granddad. I've never seen him shout. I've never seen him fall out with anyone. Very sort of old-fashioned in his sort of approach to dealing with that sort of thing, really. Not repressed, but he can do a lot with silence, if you know what I mean. He was probably like a Zen master without realizing it, really. But being there was just, it felt like home, but not being home. You know, you're there and nothing's going to go wrong, for example, when you're there. All of us grandkids worship him because granddad's house, it's always been somewhere where when disaster strikes, it's where we go. First time I was allowed to ride my bike on my own, and I rode from my house to granddad's house to have a cup of tea, and passing my driving test, and one of the first places I go to is his house to show him my car, and first place I went after I broke up with my last girlfriend was there. And the first thing that was done was a kettle was put on when I was upset and distraught. Granddad was there to sort it out, and he'd always do it with a cup of tea in his hand. And it's just one of those smells which I'll miss when it's gone, because as my granddad would freely admit, probably say it himself, that he's nearer to his last cup of tea than he is to his first cup of tea. Maybe I'm thinking about it more in these current times, but I miss it. And while doing this is a great way of remembering it, and even talking about it now, I can sort of have that sugary sweetness hit my nose, and I would do anything right now to go and have a cup of tea with my granddad in the morning. And I should probably tell him. I should probably thank him, really, for being that constant, for making me want to be a good person, and that's what he's done. He's always taught me right. So this is almost a thank you to him, really. And I suppose what it teaches me, or has taught me, is that there's always time for one more cup of tea. No matter what you've got on, make the time to spend it with loved ones, because you don't know when it could be the last.
Ooh, I'm sorry. It gets me right in my core, that one does. Oh, Care Cat has come to do her duty. Aw, thanks, Catrick. Yeah. I think it feels especially pertinent at the moment, while so many of us are detached from our families and loved ones. But he is right. Always make time for another cup of tea with those you care about. And if you can't physically do that, then just check in on them. Give them a ring, write them a letter or send a text, a smoke signal, Morse code. Anything to let your loved ones know you're thinking of them and share a smile. Do you know what I love about Dan's story? It's that it's such a quiet moment. A snapshot of an everyday, let's face it, quite mundane thing in his granddad's life that he's probably never even given a single passing thought to. Well, beyond, have I got enough milk in? He's just living his life how he wants, having a cup of tea and getting on with his day. I'm sure he'd have no idea of the impact that it's had on Dan, or his other grandkids for that matter. But that's what fascinates me about the links between smell and memory. And I'm focusing on good memories in particular here. They become a concoction of many things. The scents, the emotions and imagery, even our physiology, all become intertwined. They blend and merge together in a warm, fuzzy union. We can't control them. They're ingrained. That little cup of tea with its dessert spoons full of sugar becomes the very essence of a man with a kind, gentle soul, quietly pouring love into the world and creates its own unique atmosphere. An atmosphere only privy to those who are lucky enough to experience it. It's lovely, isn't it? Just lovely. Anyway, look at me rabbiting on as usual. You can barely keep your eyes open by that warm fire. Tell you what, I'll set you the same homework as last time and we'll call it a day. Have a little think about what scent conjures up the magic elixir of memory for you, because I'd love to hear it. There's plenty of room on the shelves yet. Tell your friends. Tell your friends and tell your family too. Send me a message to theolfactorypod@gmail.com if you've got a story you'd like to share with me, and Catrick and I will get back to you as soon as we can. If she ever wakes up, that is. Look at the state of her. Go on, and I'll see you next time. Smell you later.